What does it take to go racing in the fastest cars in the world?
You turn a corner and, you know, your head's trying to get ripped one way, your body's trying to go another. It's pretty surreal how, in some ways violent, but at the same time smooth they are.
We've been given unprecedented access to two of the most famous names in F1. McLaren and Aston Martin.
It's very extreme in the sense of how close you're racing wheel to wheel, but it's actually at the same time when you're in the car, a very calm and peaceful environment. You know, it's just me, the machine, and the road.
With just 10 races to go in a gripping 2024 season, they've opened the doors to their factories as both teams fight to the finish line.
When I close the visor and the green light is on, I want to overtake the people around. I want to defend my position. I want to go as fast as I can, and I want to set the lap record.
There are seismic moves both on and off track, and championships are on the line.
I don't think many people probably give the team enough praise for how big that turnaround has been. That's very special, but it's a lot of work. So to know that we're fighting for a Constructors' Championship is pretty incredible.
I'm Josh Hartnett, and this is F1 Back at Base, How to Go Racing. Listen first on BBC Sounds.